You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
You know how you hear people talk about the million-dollar question? That's the million-dollar question. Well, today, it's a $13 million question we need an answer to. Ultimately, it's going to be the Christchurch City Council, which will have to come up with an answer. But today, I want your answer. Because $13 million of ratepayer money is at stake. And if ever there was a time for the council to cut its coat according to its cloth, well, this is one of them. So it's all to do with the streets around the new stadium in the centre of Christchurch, Te Kaha Stadium, going up at a rate of knots. And you'll remember a while back how the council came up with this idea, nut bar idea, I said at the time, of spending $34 million getting the streets ready for the stadium opening in 2026. And how it wanted to do daft things like widen the footpaths, take away car parks, slow down speed limits in the area, even more. It is possible to slow them down even more, to as low as 10 kilometres per hour. There was some underground infrastructure stuff and all of that as well, which is the boring stuff, but that's normally the stuff that makes the most sense. But $34 million bucks, and remember this? We said to the council, what the hell are you on about? What are you thinking? And they said, oh yeah, good thinking, guys. And they pulled the pin on it, but then a few weeks later, they had a rethink and it was all on again. So it's all on. They did listen to some of the big property developers around town, though, who weren't happy with the original idea of making Lichfield Street one way between Manchester and Madras. But apart from that change, it was all go, and it's still all going. And at the time, what made it so attractive to the council was that $13 million of the $34 million was going to be coming from the government. But get this, the city council's just found out that that money from central government is at risk because NZTA says now it's got no idea whether this work is going to be a priority spend for the new government. And that means the council is going to have to wait until October to find out whether the $13 million it was expecting to come from Wellington for the project is still going to be coming. But here's the tricky bit. And this is where the $13 million question comes into it. If this work on the streets around the stadium is going to be finished in time for when the stadium's due to open in 2026, the work has to start in July, what, 2 months from now. But that is 3 months before the council will know whether the government money is still coming or not. And so the decision facing the council now is whether to press on with the work anyway in July and risk NZTA and the government saying in October that the $13 million isn't happening anymore and ratepayers have to come up with it. Another option, pause the work until the council knows what the central government funding situation really is, or come up with a cheaper option. And I'm in no doubt what the council should do. I'm in no doubt. I think it needs to find a cheaper way of doing it. Because do you really think that the government's going to see this as a priority when it's already pulling funding from all sorts of things? And when it has already said time and time again that taxpayers have put enough money into Christchurch's recovery? So, of course, it's not going to be a priority, is it? It's not. And, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if NZTA tells the council at some point to do exactly what I'm saying today. Go away and sharpen your pencil. And if it was me who was given the job of sharpening the pencil, here's what I'd do. I would forget about all the beautification and the footpath widening stuff. Because you might remember Annabelle Turley from the Central City Business Association saying when this all first came up that the council planners seemed to have forgotten about our old friend the Easterly. They want to widen footpaths around the stadium to 6 metres so people can do things like go to restaurants and sit outside and have dinner. But as Annabelle said back then, they forgot about the wind blasting from the east. Although maybe the stadium is going to be some sort of windbreak. Either way, I would ditch all that stuff. Another way I'd cut costs is to do away with this idea of permanently reducing the speed limit around the stadium to 10 kilometres per hour, because that process, that will cost money. And I know previously the council's transport manager has said the speed limit should be permanently reduced to 10 k's per hour so the council doesn't have to spend money on expensive traffic management plans when big events are held at the stadium. Well, if that's a trade-off, then so be it. If that makes the whole thing cheaper, then so be it. And remember this too. As it stands, there's probably going to be one major event at the stadium per month. Just remember that.
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to Newstalk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.